This is talking newspaper for Todmorden, message from the chair of the trustees. And it reads, the origins of the talking newspaper for Todmorden date back to an invitation published by Rod Wainwright in 1993, which I quote below. Dear friends, as president of Todmorden Lions Club for 1993-4, I am interested in floating the idea of a talking newspaper for Todmorden. I am aware that there already is a Calderdale talking newspaper, but I also gather that one aimed specifically at the Todmorden district would be welcomed. I'm calling a meeting to discuss the feasibility of this project and to gauge the support it would receive. The meeting will be held in the Saloon, Toddy's Bar, Skatecliff Hotel on Monday 28th of June at 8 p.m, and the meeting will be open to anyone who might be interested in this project. There clearly was a good response, as 30 years and 366 editions later we're still here. During that time we have been very successful in providing a valuable service to scores of low-vision residents in the town. We've also moved with the times, progressing from cassette tapes to USB memory sticks to the internet, including most recently smart speakers and mobile phone apps. Now, the world we live in has changed dramatically since 1994, however. This was still pre-internet days, so print newspapers still ruled supreme, and the Todd News and Advertiser, packed with articles, was eagerly anticipated every Thursday evening or Friday morning. Throughout our existence, we've regularly had between 30 and 50 low-vision listeners receiving a hard copy of our newspaper. Over the last 5 years or so, this has dwindled steadily, and in 2024, we only have around a dozen USB pouches in regular circulation. We predicted that over time, listeners over the internet would increase as pouch numbers reduced. The analytical statistics available from Facebook, our website, and British Wireless for the Blind, however, reveal that consumption of our content via the internet is minimal. The reasons for this decline are, we believe, varied and complex. Social media has definitely replaced newspapers as the means of communicating news and events for the majority of the population. This is primarily image-based, supplemented by a short comment. However, so it does not translate well into audio format. As the years have progressed, many of our traditional listeners have sadly passed away. And while sight loss continues to be a growing problem in society, the number of new listener referrals to TNT has been minimal. Now, the production of the talking newspaper each month involves many hours of work, the majority of which is undertaken at home by a small dedicated editing team, with the actual news recording session taking an hour a month. The trustees have a duty of care to our volunteers as well as to our listeners, and it has now reached a point where we have to conclude that the tiny audience which we reach does not justify the huge amount of time invested by our dedicated team, many of whom have busy lives or ongoing health issues of their own. It is with a heavy heart, therefore, that the trustees propose to draft a resolution at our July meeting, proposing that our annual general meeting in October agrees to cease production and commence proceedings to wind up the charity. Now, I realise this will come as a disappointment and surprise even to our remaining listeners and many volunteers, but I'm afraid it very much feels like the world has moved on, and the work of TNT, and as envisaged by Rod Wainwright, is done. Finally, just in case you're thinking that the trustees are throwing in the towel too easily, I would remind you that this very same team responded magnificently to the severe challenges presented by the COVID pandemic, We've been proactive in embracing new technology and proved very creative in finding alternatives to the scarcity of news content in the local newspaper. Recruiting new volunteers to fill the more demanding editing roles has also been a factor, but ultimately the imbalance between listener base and production time has to be the deciding factor, with the declining trend predicted to continue in the future. If any of you strongly object to our proposal, then please contact us either by posting on our Facebook page or using the contact form on our website at www.tntod.org.uk. I would like to take this opportunity to thank all our listeners and volunteers, past and present, for their support. And that statement is signed Paul Southers, Chair, Talking Newspaper for Todmorden, 1st of May, 2024.